For Kay Bach and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. If you're an avid reader like me, you know it's hard to get all the reading in that you want to do. There's so many other things vying for your time, isn't there? Family, job, school, home repair, etc., etc. It's sometimes intimidating to start a 300 or 400 page book, knowing full well it's going to be a long, long, long time of sneaking in a page or two before bed before you get anywhere near finished. No such worries with our book note selection for November. It's Mozart, A Life by Paul Johnson, published by Viking. Weighing in at 155 pages, including appendix, it's a book about an 18th century composer whose life and work still makes us marvel today in the 21st century that you can finish off in a lazy afternoon. The author, Paul Johnson, has written a number of these relatively short yet quite focused and satisfying biographies of leading figures in politics, science, religion, and the arts, like Napoleon, Jesus, Churchill, and Darwin. Johnson is an English journalist, historian, speechwriter, and artist who has written for New Statesman magazine, The Wall Street Journal, and many other magazines, as well as written over 40 books. Here Johnson gives a concise, illuminating biography of Mozart. Johnson's focus is on the music, Mozart's incredible output, and his uncanny gift for composing. Being a huge Mozart fan and the host of the Mozart Buffet every Sunday at noon here on KBOC, I was surprised that I learned so much about Mozart from Johnson, including Mozart's being able to play almost all the instruments in the orchestra, except the harp, or that his favorite piano was an English Stein, and he even visited the factory and watched them being made. He knew them inside and out. Johnson also serves as Mozart mythbuster, including those about the composer's health, wealth, religion, and relationships, some of which have persisted for centuries through other Mozart biographers. Johnson offers both general readers and classical music lovers a terrific examination of Mozart and his music, which is informative, accessible, and satisfying. One thing I didn't like about the book is also a thing that I liked about the book. It's short. Johnson's such an engaging writer and storyteller that I wanted the book to keep going. Just as with popular action films, maybe there's going to be a sequel, Mozart 2, perhaps. Anyway, this book is a great introduction to the composer and his life, work, and world. And if you want a basic and brief, but informative and fascinating introduction to the great Austrian composer, look no further than Paul Johnson's Mozart. To find out more about the book and to order it at a Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOC and Changing Hands Books, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers.